Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we know Derek Stingley Jr., the latest NFL player to get a record-setting, market-setting deal. Three years, $30 million a year get tacked on to the last 2 years of his rookie deal. So he's got this year. Next year would have been his fifth-year option and will be. And then the three years after that, he's making big bank. And most of it's guaranteed, $89 million of it guaranteed. Here was Nick Caserio. This is back on February 19th. Let's now go back and look. Should we have seen any tells or heard any tells from the Texans GM when on this very show we asked him about Derek Stingley getting a new contract about a month before Derek Stingley got a new contract?
We're always open-minded. You know, we'll have dialogue at any different point, you know, when it's appropriate. I mean, Derek's he's one of the best corners in the league. I don't think this is like some mystery here. So Derek's a good football player. He's improved, I would say, quite a bit from his rookie season to where he is now. So, you know, if we have the opportunity to keep really good football player here for a period of time, you know, it's certainly something that we're going to explore. Those things take time. Nothing comes to fruition all at once, but Derek's earned the opportunity here, so when those conversations and the time's appropriate, you know, we'll engage in those, in that dialogue. I think Derek's made some comments, the fact that he wants to be here for, you know, a long period of time, and you know, we want Derek to be here. So there's, nothing's really linear. These are never linear. It's just A to B. So, but it takes a little bit of work, takes a little discussion, but he's eligible, and you know, when the time's appropriate, you know, we'll engage with his representation. But glad Derek's here. You know, and hopefully we can keep him as a Houston Texan here for a long time.
So the interesting thing about the Stingley contract is that the real big money doesn't kick in genuinely for two more seasons. So when it comes to re-signing, or when it comes to signing guys in the short term, like potentially free agents or maybe a Danielle Hunter one-year extension or something like that, it doesn't really hurt you there. But I wonder when Nick said, we'll talk about it at the appropriate time, I kind of felt like, in my mind, at the time I was reading that into, okay, this is probably something that gets done in August or something. They'll wait and see how free agency turns out. At some point, either David Mulugeta approached the Texans or the Texans approached Mulugeta. And between the combine was just a few weeks ago and now, they got this deal done. How can I read into that more than I should? Is there any chance at all that they wanted to get this out of the way for any reason other than, hey, staying ahead of the market and being sure they don't overpay or anything? Is there anything that would involve this particular offseason that this helps out?
I can't think of anything, Seth. As I was listening to that cut, I started thinking about Nico Collins getting his contract extended with a year still left on it in May of last year, still pretty early, like before even the OTAs and the mandatory minicamp is over. He's got that deal done. And now Derek Stingley Jr. gets done a week after, you know, like a week into the period that you can get it. They got this done almost ASAP when you think about it. I think more about what you're talking about. Like, Nick, this is where you should be encouraged if you're a Texans fan, I think, is that it appears, and these Nico and Stingley are also both Nick draft picks as well. Like, so we're starting to get into this phase now where guys who were handpicked by Nick are getting these extensions. The Texans are going to be the opposite of the Dallas Cowboys. The Texans, if they see a guy who is deserving, who does the right things both in and out of the building, both on the field and around the building, you know, is I think being present in the offseason is clearly a big thing for both Nico and Derek Stingley Jr. Stingley pointed that out, that was a big reason why he was optimistic it would get done, is because he's done all the things that Nico Collins has been doing, and he saw Nico get a deal done. That's the thing that I'm most excited about, is that Nick's making these guys a priority and that he's getting these deals done early. And I'm telling, like, that Stingley deal, we're going to be having this, the same thing we've been saying about Nico, who all of a sudden went from being like the sixth highest contract when he signed it to like the 13th highest in a year.
It's kind of a weird dynamic where being financially conservative sometimes in the NFL means being the first person to spend big money.
That's exactly right.
It's the opposite of, hey, when a new piece of electronics comes out, where, look, the irresponsible thing is to be like, I need that $10,000 TV now. So and then within 2 years, that same level of technology is $1,500 and you can get it at Walmart.
Yes.
So it's the opposite in the NFL, where the players keep changing, but the price tag is going to keep expanding. Yeah. And by being the first person to give an aggressive deal, the chances are, more times than not, somebody's going to eclipse that deal very, very shortly thereafter. Mm-hmm. So you kind of got to guess a little bit about what the going rate is, but you kind of also dictate terms, in that now that this deal is there, in $35 million a year is the $30 million per year.
30, yeah.
Is the number. That's what Sauce Gardner is going to want. That's what each ensuing defensive back is going to want. So, and if they don't get it, it's not going to be far off from it. So you kind of hedge yourself and guarantee that you're not going to overpay by the market standards by being the first one in.
Well, and it's going to apply to players that aren't necessarily top of market players too. I think that a big reason why Nick did the Tytus Howard extension when he did at $18 million a year, which at the time was like, wow, $18 million a year for a guy who's never, you know, been to a Pro Bowl, you know, has been, you've shuffled him back and forth from left guard and right tackle. I think part of the thinking was probably, you know, tackle is a position that is getting more and more expensive every year. And if we get a guy who's just a better than average tackle at $18 million to play right tackle for us, not left tackle, that's pretty good. The problem is that Tytus Howard has not lived up to that deal. You know, that's the thing, is, you know, the guys, you still need the guys to play well to be saying the things that we're saying about Nico Collins and Derek Stingley Jr., you know? So
yeah, there's also, when you pay somebody that you feel a certain way about, you're just comfortable with them, and you extend them, it's never as simple as, okay, I don't like this guy and I don't think this guy deserves this that much money. So you let him go, and then it's rarely as simple as, so we just draft a guy to replace him.
Right.
All right, well, you're about 50% of first round picks work out. So you're gonna,
good luck.
You have to, on average, you're gonna spend 2 first round picks trying to find a guy to replace somebody you release off your own team.
That's right.
And sometimes the more conservative and safer thing is to sometimes pay a little bit more than you'd expect right up front and keep somebody in the building.
Here was Darius Butler, former cornerback in the NFL. He's a regular on the Pat McAfee show. The Stingley deal came down, I think, right, it came down during our show yesterday, so within an hour of McAfee's show starting. Here was Darius Butler with his breakdown on the Derek Stingley contract.
Derek Stingley Jr., he's a little different. Even as talented as that LSU 2019 team was, a lot of people that you talked to in that building around that program said that this is the guy. This is probably the best guy on the roster, and he's lived up to it. Outside of injuries that kind of plagued him throughout his college career and then early on in his NFL career, but he's been healthy. He hit his stride last year, been a first-team All-Pro. 5 interceptions, played all 17 games. He could do everything. He could play off. He could play man. man. You can leave him on an island. He can come up and tackle. But his ball skills, I think, separate him from the pack. Patrick Surtain Jr., defensive player of the year, phenomenal technician, can do everything as well. J.C. Horn, once again, another guy who, if he stays healthy, he'll continue to be one of the best DBs in the league. But Derek Stingley Jr., him and Patrick Surtain right there, 1A, 1B as far as best cornerbacks in the league go.
I'm more impressed with Darius Butler as a guy breaking down players on television than I am with Derek Stingley, I think. It was Darius Butler. I think he was a guy that when he was a player, he would pop up sometimes on shows and you'd be like, is that? That sounds like a former athlete who's been doing broadcasting
you may be right.
for a while.
Yeah.
He just, when it comes down to breaking down player evaluations and everything, he sounds like a guy that may or may not have been an athlete. But I think the thing you hear consistently from defensive backs and defensive back coaches and all that is you hear the word pure. Like, he's a pure cover corner. I think he plays with a level of technical skill and physical aptitude that you just really don't see that much or that often. So I think a lot of cornerbacks themselves are fans of Derek Stingley mm-hmm. because of the purity of his game, that he can do everything that Darius Butler was just talking about. Any different aspect of the game you want him to play, he can do it. Plus, unlike the old saying, hey, defensive backs are defensive backs for a reason because they don't have ball skills, he does have ball skills
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, that'd be fun if they get him a couple plays on offense this year. Just, you know, just for the hell of it. I just want to see what it looks like.
I like it. Yeah, I do like it as a wrinkle.
Yeah.
I miss using J.J. Watt as a tight end on the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he was
good.
A genuinely good tight end.
Yes, yeah.
He had the best hands of any of the tight ends out there. It wasn't like he was... Defenses respected him as a receiver on those plays. They knew, and they would cover him. But he was making catches when he was covered.
Mm-hmm.
It was really... I don't know why they went away from that.
Yeah.
Well, it might have been that he had like 19 torn groin tendons at any
He didn't...
Specific
have, well,
time.
Like at that point, though, like they stopped doing it. Yeah, you're right. 2015 was the year where he played the whole year, but his body started to break down. That's how good he was. He had like 10 different injuries in 2015. And and still was the defensive player of the year that year. Like, that's how great J.J. Watt was, man.
It would be fun. With Stingley, just a couple plays on a couple of packages that you spring every now
and then.
That's
it, man. Just scare the other team a little bit.
Hopefully when you're ahead by 28 against the Colts.
Yes.
Really do it in an unsportsmanlike way as much as possible.
But something that won't get his head handed to him. Like, don't run him over the middle so one of those like jackass podcast linebackers takes a shot at him. It's or something like that, you know.
Yeah,
35-3 game. Derwin James, he is a course safety, Pro Bowl safety for the Los Angeles Chargers. He was on Good Morning Football yesterday as the Derek Stingley news came down. Keep in mind, both of these guys, David Mulligetta guys. So here was Derwin James as the news is coming down about Derek Stingley Jr.
Derek Stingley Jr. has agreed to a 3-year, $90 million deal in Houston.
Shout out your guys. David Mulligetta. Shout out those guys.
That's your guy, too?
Yeah, and
all right,
Derek
Stingley. Athletes first.
Shout out the guys. Man.
All right, $89 million of that is guaranteed. This, according to our Ian Rapoport.
Wow. Derek, 30 a year? Ooh, DB's getting paid like that. Wow. Whoa. I think the last DB was just getting 25 or something like that. 30.
Derwin, you're into this. Stingley. What makes Derek Stingley Jr. good?
I mean, we played him in the playoffs. I think he had like a pick or two against us. I mean, he's able to guard your number ones. He can do it all. He can cover, play zone. Got good ball skills. Some of the best ball skills at corner. Mm-hmm. All around player,
man. Derek Stingley Jr. Yes, it was
David
two.
David Mulligetta Club sounds fun.
Plenty of money.
I had said yesterday that it's not like all of his clients are superstars. He does have guys that aren't necessarily demanding to get traded or what have you. But a pretty big chunk of them are superstars.
Yeah.
Him and Will Anderson's agent, Nicole Lynn. From Clutch Sports.
Yes.
They've kind of risen up in these last few years. I don't want to say from nowhere, but it was quick. It was a very quick ascension, and she does it more. I guess she hasn't grabbed as many headlines necessarily, but she's got a lot of clients that are big, big money. Well, Miles Garrett.
Garrett is one of hers. Yes,
Miles Garrett being a notable one.
Yep, for sure. Just looking at Derwin James' contract situation. You still got 2 years left on your deal, Derwin. Unless you want to agitate, you could hear the saliva dripping down his face. Oh, DB's getting paid. DB's getting paid. You got 2 more years left on your deal, buddy. All right.
You know who's Mulligetta client is Jordan Love.
He is.
Yeah.
What
did he sign? A 3-year deal?
He
got paid, but it was more of a. I think it was a halfway deal.
Was it? I remember it was $55 million a year. I don't remember the number of years. I want to say it was a 5-year deal, but I may be off on that.
I thought it was like a little bit subdued from the rest of them based on just short service time, but I might be completely wrong.
Yeah. It may very well be. Payne and Pendergast with you. Guys, great show today. I just have a thought to share. Do you remember when Mixon said there were going to be fireworks this season? I think he wanted a fullback, and by God, they got him one.
He said this offseason, right?
Yeah, this offseason, yeah. So, Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mixon, all right. I feel like Mixon has toyed with our emotions a little too much. He's done this a couple times. He said he knew Nick had something cooking. He said that right at the end of the season, mm-hmm. right? And then he said there was going to be fireworks at some point right before. And I feel like he primed the pump more than he should have, to the point where he flooded the engine.
Yeah.
I was willing to think, like, okay, maybe he knows something. Maybe it's something to do with T. Higgins or something. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. And then it ended up being some reasonable moves. The fireworks were really Laramie Tunsil being traded,
mm-hmm.
but
which he did not approve of, according to an emoji that he put out there. Joe Mixon. Yeah. He put a sad emoji out there. Jordan Love signed through 2028. So yeah, he's multi.
Yeah, and at $55 million a year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. No, he got the full Monty
yep.
there.
Yeah. Damn, yeah.
I gotta get Mulligetta representing me.
4 years, $220 million is what he got. Jordan.
Yeah.
Love.
There's nothing modified about it. The total guarantees. That's what it was.
Okay.
It's not quite up there. He had $160 million in total guarantees.
Oh my God. How's he gonna survive?
Yeah. How do you walk into the Mulligetta Club with your $160 million guarantee?
With your head held up. Yes.
When Josh Allen and Joe Burrow got $220 million out there.
Dak. Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Derek Stingley Jr. Still talking about it today. Good for him. And we'll see what Nick Caserio has cooked up next here this offseason. College basketball tournament, gets started as a group of 64 on Thursday. We get some playing games tonight. the sliminess of the whole thing is on full display right now. This was in the Pettycast earlier. This is the Pettycast leftover segment. This is Pettycast After Dark. I've got a petty from the NCAA tournament from one of the athletic directors. There is a state that is even more petty about this than I am, a full state. We'll talk about that. We'll discuss coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.